This recording, Northern Ireland 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Come and Get a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job in a suburban private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a wee woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease. Oh, I had that one. Which was surprisingly because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was a strong, huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were frugal. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. That was a dumb story. And what I'm passionate about, you want to know what I'm passionate about? Kayla. I'm passionate about my garden. I'm passionate about my flowers. I'm passionate about my e-cigarette. I'm passionate about winning money the other day. I was born in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Upstairs in the attic. Yep, just like Harry Potter. Upstairs in the attic. Dr. Cunningham, stand up. Yes! I was born at home. My mother took a look and says, put it back. In Northern Ireland, my family life was not like it is today. We were able to go out, and if we did something wrong, the cop would have caught us and kicked our butts. And that was it. You know, they didn't shoot us, you know. And we were out. We had to come in by dark. We had to go in. And our dinner was called our tea. And we went away once a year. We went to a cottage with a thatched roof and we picked our own vegetables out of the garden and chased chickens around. And it was fun. It was a fun childhood. It was more freedom, you know. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of, none of this, like children nowadays are like, the parents are too attentive to them. You know, they feel like they've got to entertain them and put them into this and put them into that, and it's a lot of bull. You bring your kids up, you know, walk mm-hmm. softly but carry a big stick, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're like, kids are like dogs, they're like little animals, you got to train them. Well, it's true, you know, you got to train them with, but you got to, like a dog, you got to train them with love and make them respect everything they've got, you know. Kayla had no choice. So well behaved. She wasn't so well behaved when I got her, though. I had to train her. She tried to set the house on fire.